The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Gemara Nazir, Daf Gimel. Today's daf is being studied by Ilu Nishmat Morzekenir, by Yosef ben Sarah, by Abraham ben Esther, by Hashem, by Hamburger Eden, Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ash Shalema, Moshe ben Dina, by Sarah, Ruhama bat Rachel, by Sarah bat Rachel, and Narifan Elahim, ולפואת הנפש, ולפואת הגוף, ולפואתם קרבה לבוא. וכן ירסום ונאמר אמן. We begin today's daf on בית עמוד בית, and we are holding by the two dots, seven lines from the bottom. The quote from the Mishnah, אהה נאה נזיר. If a fellow says, אהה נאה, I will be beautiful, נאה. So that לשון makes him a נזיר. So the Gemara wants to understand, what does the word na'eh have to do with nazirut? So the Gemara says, v'dilma ana'eh lefanav b'mitzvot. Maybe he means to say that he's going to beautify Borei Olam with different mitzvot. K'detanya, like it says in the Braita, ze'eli ve'anvehu, the pasuk, that says, this is my God, and I will beautify him. Ana'eh o itna'eh lefanav b'mitzvot. And there I will beautify him, which is when I do the mitzvot, I'll do them in a beautiful way. I say lefanav sukana'a, I'll build a beautiful sukkah, dulavna'a, a nice dulav, sisitna'a, also have good pair of sisiyot, ikhtov lefanav sefer torana'a, I'll write a beautiful sefer torah, v'echerchenu b'shira'im na'im, and I'll wrap it in nice silk. Maybe that's what he was saying. How do you know the word na'eh is specifically referring to, he's accepting upon himself a nizirut? The Gemara is talking about where he's holding his hand, he's holding his hair. So at the time that he's holding his hair, he says, eh na'eh. So therefore, I'm going to beautify myself in the mitzvah that's telui in the hair. What's the mitzvah that's telui in the hair? The nizirut. So therefore, the fact that he's holding the hair gives it away what the mitzvah he wants to connect himself. So comes the Tosafot. V'dilma ehena el lefanav b'mitzvot. B'shal mitzvot. Right. Maybe so about other mitzvot he wants to become beautiful in. K'detanya. Min alan lememad. K'ben alav nizirut. Who said he accepted upon himself nizirut? Amar Shmuel. Shetafus b'saro. K'lomar. Ehena e b'mitzvah. Hateluya b'se'ar. Right. I'll beautify myself in the mitzvah that's talui in the hair. K'go on nizirut. והכה לקה לשינויה בלא תפס בשערו ובנזיר עובד לפניו. Why don't you answer like we answered on yesterday's daf? Let's talk about when Nazir was walking by. Nazir's walking by, the guy says, hey, na'e. Why is that not enough? והכה דיבור שלם כאמר. Because over here, he said a full word, full speech, hey, na'e. והיא לא תפס בשערו אפילו כי נזיר עובד לפניו משתמח שפיר אהה נאה בשבר מצוות כמו הנזירות. Which means, when you say a full language, אהה נאה, there's an interpretation to that word. Meaning, when the guy just says, אהה, I don't know what it means. So when the Nazir walks by him, I interpret, אהה is referring to the Nazir, to be a Nazir. Mashik, when he says, אהה נאה, you said a statement already. So I don't care if a Nazir is walking by. אהה נאה means, את נאה לפנה במצוות. It's no proof that specifically it's referring to נזירות. ולעיל נמי דפריך ודלמה אהה בתענית. Oh, so maybe we said right above, maybe אהה means תענית. לקה לשינויה בשתפס בשערו. ולא נזיר עובד לפניו. Why it's above? When we said that אהה בתענית, when you say אהה, it could be either אהה בתענית or אהה נזיר. That was the Gemara above. So the Gemara answered that question. It said, no, there was a נזיר walking by him. So when he says אהה, so we know it's not אהה בתענית. Why don't you answer like this? He said אהה when he was holding his hair. Just like we're answering now, when you're saying "ehe na'eh," holding your hair, just say when you say "ehe" alone, holding your hair, that should be nazirut. The le'olam mishtamar shapir ehe b'ta'anit ki en nazir ove lefanav. I forgot the tafis b'sa'aro. Because he wants to say the word "ehe" is mashma ta'anit, even if you'd be holding your hair. And therefore, you got to have the nazir walking by. So he's splitting the hairs between each one of the cases. V'ashta, atesh shapir. But now to answer another question that we had. The matnitin, palginihu betre babe. Ha'omer ehe areze nazir. O ehe na'e. I forgot the revayu yadot ninhu. Mishum de fershe betre ta'ameh. Remember in our Mishnah, we explained that there was two separate cases. Ehe, hareze nazir. That's a yad. Ehe na'e, hareze nazir. Why don't you just say straight? Ehe, or ehe na'e, hareze nazir. Why do you have to split the cases up? So Tosfot's explaining now, because they're coming from two different reasons, two different situations. The first case of ehe is dafka b'she nazir or v'lefanav. And the case of ehe na'e is dafka b'she tofes b'sa'aro. And the reasons are not mutual to its partner, and therefore it has to say the cases in two different scenarios. So that's the case of the Mishnah. Is eh na'eh is referring to tafus b'sa'aro, and that's the mitzvah that he's accepting upon himself. The mitzvah is telling in the here, which assumes that what the assumption then is that nizirut is something that is na'eh. That the concept of accepting upon yourself a nizirut is a positive thing, is a beautiful thing. And the Gemara is going to challenge that. So the Gemara comes along and says, Amar Shimu Ish, Tavus Mitzvah, Ve'amar Ena'e. Good. So Gemara says, Nizira Milta Da'avera Ve'amri Le'na'e. Accepting upon yourself nizirut is avera. Nizirut is not a good thing. And you're going to call that Na'e, something that is beautiful? How could you say it's... I can say it's not it. Look at the bottom, Rivan. Nizira milta da'avera. V'amri le'na'e b'tmiya. V'amar ehe na'e b'milta din zirut. Mihadya nizirut milta din noy. D'amri na'le zir v'teven nazir v'hinna'e. Is that something beautiful? On the contrary, the rabbis say that the zirut is not a good thing when a person accepts upon himself such a thing. And some say it's even an avera. So therefore, what are we saying? So the Gemara comes along and says, "Wait, it's not so simple when we say that the nizirut is a is avira." Look at the Tosfot for a second. Pirush hanoder ben nazir.
Lecture.
Ose avira. Vekarin le nae. Veyesh gorsin milta avida vechi maase hagun vechasher laasot ken. Which means, is it a good thing to do? Milta avida? Is it a good thing to do? Ha avira. Right? It's a avira. So comes the Gemara and answers. In. Yes, indeed. Da afil Rabbi Elazar HaKefar. Da amar nazir chote. Yes, there's an opinion that says, Rabbi Elazar HaKefar, that a nazir is indeed a chote. And if it's not considered na'e, because if you look at the pasuk by nazir, after he brings his korban, it says, V'chiper alav ma'asher hata. V'chiper alav, he needs a kapara. So you see, obviously, he's a sinner. So it says, Hani mi legabe nazir tameh. That's only by a nazir that started his nizirut, and in the interim he became tameh. So what's the law? The law is he has to start over again. The Aidi Deba'im Mistar, since he has to now start all over again, because the days that he counted up until now were broken. Da Amar Rachmana, Vayamim Arishunim Yipelu. Now say he counted 15 days, right? They fall off. Now he's got to restart. He can't just make up 15 more days. So therefore, Ki Tameh Nizro, because his Nizro became Tameh. So what are you worried? Why is that a sinner? Hatamu Dilma Atel Me'evar Al Nizirute. So we're concerned that such a person is not going to keep his Nizirut. Why? Because already he's adding so many days, we're worried by the end he's going to say, you know what? I'm not interested in this Nizirut. And now when he's going to bring the Korban of the Nizirut, it's really, he reneged on his Nizirut, and therefore it's bringing Cholin Na'azara. Which means, a person has 30 days, okay, 30 days he can handle. But now he did 15, he got Tameh, now he's got to go another 30. So by the end of the process over there, we're concerned that what? That the person is going to renege on his nizirut. He's not going to bring it belev shalem. Because so many days are coming over here. Look at the Rivan, the way he explains it. Dilma atel me'avad al nizirute. Kedamar reperek kamad adem kesheen metame'in virabin alehem yemetum'ah. Right? They came to Tameh. Now that's extended the period. Metharetim behem. V'nimsi'u mevi'in. And therefore, that type of guy is a potential sinner. But however, the Gemara says, "Aval nazir tahor laf chote karibe." But a nazir tahor is not a sinner. Adraba, that's considered a beautiful thing. Therefore, when the guy says "ehena'e," referring to a nazirut, "Hi, nazir is a sinner." That's a sinner. We say once the guy becomes tameh, potentially can become a sinner because, you know, he's not going to want to fulfill the whole entire extended period. Look at the Tosafot on the Amud Bet, where we were before. Second line of Tosafot, Umeshane, the Gemara answered, Afil Rabbi Elazar Kefar, Dilma Atil Me'ivan Zirutil Lishtot Biyayin. He says differently. Once you already have the extended period, he's not going to follow the whole 30 days again. So what is he going to start drinking wine in the middle? Ki arkhudu ayamim. Because it became extended. Aval tahor, no ote karile. Good. The kashe, Tosfot says, the be'al ma ayti l'rbi razer afidu anazir tahor. Hashem shitsi'ir atzmo min ayayin karile hote. So what are you talking about? Whenever we learned the Bilazara kefar shita by nazirut, we held that every nazir is a sinner. Even a nazir tahor and everything's good, from the mere fact that he abstained from drinking wine, that's already a sinner. Which means God says you're allowed to drink wine. And you're coming now to add more isurim upon yourself? Which means you're making, but according to the maskana, why you tell me only nazir tameh? The shitat Bilazara kefar, even nazir tahor is considered a sinner. So how come you're answering me, oh, the only time you say he's a sinner if he's Nazir Tameh? It's not so. Rabbi Elazar Kefar, every Nazir is a sinner. Even a Nazir Tahor. So you're back to the same question. How could you say in Na'eh? Na'eh, it's not Na'eh. Even a Nazir Tahor is not Na'eh. Veshlomar, de Tahor namek sat kari lehote. You're right, it'll suck him, because really, you shouldn't abstain from the different things that Borei Olam is Matir. Mikol makom hamitzvah rabba alahet. The mitzvah of nizirut overrides the helik of sin that's in the nizirut. Velachen kari le na'eh. That's why you can call it na'eh. Midi de'avi mitanet tanit halom b'shabbat. Similar to the concept of a person making a tanit halom on Shabbat. In one sense, you're not supposed to fast on Shabbat. That's a sinner. But on the other hand, the tanit halom is dafka done on Shabbat because that's when the mitzvah is done. So obviously we say the mitzvah fasting on Shabbat overrides the fact that you're not supposed to fast. The yeshlo mitzvah lebatel halom. There's a mitzvah to negate the dream. The ksat avera asa shitane b'shabbat. And what's the proof that he made a la avera? Because he has to fast the next day. He has to make a tanit, the tanito. So therefore you see, watcharis tzarik l'shev b'tanit l'macharat shabbat. Chaper, that's shitane b'shabbat. Aval nazir tameh. That's clearly a sin. Which means when the guy became tameh, rahmana kari choteh. לפי שהוא סותר את נזרו, וצריך לעזור לזירותו, וכבד בעיניו המעשה. It's heavy on him to do such a thing, ותוהה על הראשונות, and once he's תוהה על הראשונות, he regrets that he ever made the נזירות in the first place. Therefore the קורבן that he brought was really not for נזירות, because once he regrets it retroactively, the קורבן that he brought to the בית המקדש now is considered חולין לעזרה. So that's why, when a person says, it can be referred to Nizirut, but again, Dafka, when he's holding his hands, the Nabi Azara Kefar is talking about Nazir Tahor. That's considered a nice thing. However, we said it's Avira. That's Avira is talking about the guy that's Nazir Tameh. But a regular Nizirut is a good thing. But there's a little sin aspect to it, but the mitzvah overrides the sin aspect of it. Comes the Gemara and continues. Hareni Kazeh. Okay, that was one of the cases of the Mishnah. The guy comes along and says, Hareni Kazeh. Right? I will be like this guy. Hareni Kazeh. So he said, what? He's a Nazir. So the Gemara says, Nehi named tafus bisaro. You want to tell me, granted, that the case is talking about where he's holding his hair. No problem. However, Hareni, you have to change the Girsah here. Hareni Nazir Lo Amar, which means he didn't say the word Hareni Nazir. So therefore, even if you want to say Hareni Kazeh, holding your hair, the Gemara wants to say that should not be enough for a person to become a Nazir. He didn't say the word Hareni Nazir. If he said Hareni Nazir, okay, then we understand it. Mashaykh, when the guy just comes up and says Hareni Kazeh, holding your hair, what does that mean? So Amar Shmuel, Kegon Chayan Nazir, Over lefanav, which means you don't have to hold your hair. The case is talking about when a guy Nazir was walking by, and the guy said Hareni Kazeh. Okay, Hareni Kazeh. That's referring to the guy that's walking by. That's considered like a yad, And therefore, it's Yad Mochiyah, because the Nazir was walking by at the same time that he said Arini Kazeh, and therefore the Nazirut is going to be Hal. To the Tosafot on the Amud Bet, Arini Kazeh, Barim Tosafot, Nihi Named Tafis Besa'aro. Even if you want to tell me he's holding his hands, Hare Nazir, did he say Hare Nazir? Yes, Sefarim de Katabim Hareni Kazeh Lo Amar. But you have to take that aside because he did say Hareni Kazeh. Again, Ta'utu. Sharebe Maniti Tari Behej, Amar Hareni Kazeh. If a Shema Sofer Ta'a Bimaiti Katab Adarachi, Amar Shemuel, Beshe Nazir, Pirush, the Saga Dach, the En Nazir Ovel Lefanav, Eden Tafiz Besa'are, Dubyad Maniti Nidrael, the En Na'e, Dukbir Tafiz Besa'are Lehud, but Achem Parich, Hareni Kazeh Lo Mashma Amidi, the Nizirut. I forgot the Tafiz Besa'are, even if he's holding his hair, Hareni Kazeh doesn't mean anything. Meshani Shemuel Hachinamik, Kishir Nazir Ovel Lefanav, Vash Te En Slik Lomad Tafiz Besa'are, you have to explain that he's holding his here, because he explained that what? The Nazir is walking by. Comes the Gemara and continues, Hareni Misalsel. We learned in the Mishnah that one of the cases is when a person says Hareni Misalsel. A Salsul is Lashon has to do with the hair. Meaning like he's going to twirl his hair, right? The curls, because when he's growing his hair long, so that's Lashon of Nazirut. So the Gemara says, Mimai Dadin Salsul Sa'ara. Who told you that this silsul over here that we're talking about has to do with sa'arot? Keda amra lehahi amta deberbi lahu gabra. We have the story of the servant, the maid servant of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that he told a certain fellow, ad matai ata misalsel misa'arecha. So you see what? The word silsul has to do with hair. How long are you going to be playing with your hair? You see, misalsel has to do with sa'ar. So the Gemara says, Ema Torah. Maybe the guy is referring to that he's accepting upon himself the study of Torah. Where do we see the word silsul by Torah? Dikhtiv, salsela, utromemeka. The Torah clearly says, turn in the Torah and search in the Torah and delve in the Torah, utromemeka, and it'll elevate you. So maybe when the guy's coming along and saying, had any misalsel, he's accepting upon himself to study Torah. How do you know it's referring to Nazirut? You have to explain again. Where the guy's holding on to his hair, so therefore that explains to us that he's referring to the silsul of Nazirut and not the silsul of Devre Torah. Comes the Gemara and says, and that's what Tosafot says in the second Tosafot, I'm going to turn over the mitzvah till you have the sear, right? Turning over, twirling in the mitzvah that has to do with the hareni mechalkel. Okay, we said also a person says that any mechalkel, that's also lashon of accepting nizirut. So comes the Gemara and says, mimai dehaden kilkul se'arohu. Who told you that the word kilkul has to refer to hair? Where do you see kilkul is referring to the word, the hair? Kedetnan, because we learned in Masechet Shabbat. Seed, which means, when it comes to the anyar over here of carrying on Shabbat. So there's a shi'ud of each item, how much is considered hashuv to be hayav, carrying from one domain to another domain. So when the Gemara talks about seed, seed is limestone. Limestone they used to use as the depilatory. They used to use a limestone in order to hair removal. So they're saying, how much seed is considered significant to be carrying on Shabbat? The Biyudah Omer, Kedel Lasud Kilkul. In order to put the limestone for the Kilkul. What's the Kilkul? So the Mefashim explained, that's referring like to the temples. That's the way the Riban explains. Timpla Bila'az. Shemekapel Asa'ash Shebirikta. Right? He puts enough to, let's say, to put on the temples on the side of the hair, like the sideburns. So therefore, what do you see? That the word kilkul is referring to se'arot. Mm-hmm. So therefore, when the person comes along and says, Ve'amar Rav, and Rav explained that Gemara over there, Bat sid'ah is referring to the sideburns. Mm-hmm. So you see what? That kilkul is referring to hair. It's hair-related. So that means he's just accepting upon himself the zirut. Oh, the Gemara says, Ve'ema mizan anhiyeh. Maybe he's accepting upon himself to support the poor people. Because of the chilkul. Dikhtiv, kedikhtiv, vaychalkel Yosef et Aviv, bet Ahav. And Yosef supported and he sustained his brothers and his father. So you see what? Chilkul refers to giving tzedakah, support. Maybe he's accepting upon himself to support Aniim. Amar Shmuel, Hachanamir shetafus besaro. Same answer. You have to say that he was holding on to his hair. So therefore, when he said that in Michalkel, what holding on to the hair? That already tells us that he's accepting upon himself the anyan of nizirut. Comes the Gemara and says, Hare alai l'shaleyah pera. Hare zin nazir. So we understood. The guy says, I'm accepting upon myself the shaleyah. We're learning the shem means to grow. To grow the pera, to grow the hair. Just have to let it, let it get big. So that's accepting upon himself a nizirut. So the Gemara is going to question, where do you see the word l'shaleyah is to grow? So the Gemara says, Mimai dehaden shiluah. Ribuyahu. How do you know that the word shiluah? Because the guy's statement was l'shaleyah pera. Pera is the hair. How do you know the word shiluah is to grow? Like it says in the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, shelachayich pardes rimonim, which means what? You're going to multiply like pardes rimonim, like an orchard of pomegranates. It's a bit akar, the pasuk is saying, shelachayich, which means your children are going to multiply in like a pardesimunim. So you see, shelachayich is referring to multiply. So right. Therefore, when a guy says shiluach pera, means the multiplying of the hair. What's multiplying of the hair? Growing of the hair, which is nizirut. Ema midi da'avure. Who told you? Maybe it's referring to over here, cutting, removing. Well, where do you see that the word shiluach means to remove? One of the miracles Borei Olam does, he removes the water al pene chutzot from the earth, which means when it rains, all the water slides off the earth, it goes into the oceans, and therefore what? The earth remains dry. So therefore, what did it say? Vesholeyach mayim. Right? He sends the water al pene chutzot, he moves it away. So maybe when the guy comes along and says that he's accepting upon himself shiluach pera, I mean to cut his hair. Yeah. So that's not the zirut. So how do you know? It's the opposite. So comes the Gemara and says, Tana pera pera yalif. He has a gezerah shava, the Tana. Two times in the Torah it says the word pera. Pera is again the hair. And we make a gezerah shava, pera pera. Ketiv acha, it says by nizirut. Kadosh shihiyeh, Gadel Pera. Says the Nazir will be Kadosh. Gadel Pera, he will grow his hair. Uchtivatam gabe Kohen Idiot. And what does it say by a Kohen Idiot? Upera lo yishalechu. Which means they're not allowed to let their hair grow. Because a Kohen Idiot has to take a haircut at least once every 30 days. Upera lo yishalechu. So therefore, just like by the Kohen Idiot. Kohen Gadol has to take a haircut every day. Kohen Idiot, once every 30 days. So just like it says by a Kohen Idiot, Upera lo yishaleh, they cannot grow their hair. And it says by the Nazir, also the word Kadosh Yegadel Pera. So if I learn, when a guy says Yishalehu, when the guy says Pera, Hareni, Hare alay lishaleh Pera, it's referring to grow. Because the pera pera by the Kohen Hedyot. Look at the Rivan. First wide line in Rivan. Tana pera pera lif ketiv acha benazir gadil pera. Uchtiv gabe Kohen Hedyot. Upera lo yishalechu. Ma pera dechtiv gabe Kohen Hedyot. Lishnad ribuyehu. It means he can't grow his hair. Ketamin meperek Kohen Gadol. Pera levi ad shlushim. So he's allowed to grow his hair until 30 days. But he cannot let it grow more than 30. How do we know 30 days? How do we know Kohen Idiot 30? Because again, pera pera. By Nazir, how do we know when Nazir is 30 days? Because it's Kadosh Yehiyeh. The gematria of the word Yehiyeh is what? 30. And that's why how we know Stam Nazirut Shiloshim Yom. And therefore, just like the Nazir, it says Kadosh Yehiyeh Gadel Pera. And that's 30 days. It says Pera by Kohen Idiot. That's why we know he cannot grow his hair more than 30 days. Dichtiv be yehiyeh. Vehiyeh begematria hachevu. Av pera amur gaben nazik gidu se'ar ave. Okay? Ve'achi mashma she'yenihenu legadil ad she'yebo leklad pera she'yem shiloshim. Which means, therefore, the word shiluach is referring to growth. How do we know that by the Kohen Idiot it says that he can grow his hair Right? But not more than 30 days. How do we know that? From the Nazir. Pera, pera. And therefore, when a guy says yeshalehu, he's referring to growing. Okay? Pera lo yeshalehu, which means he does not grow his hair more than the time that it takes to become a pera. How long does it take to become a pera? 30 days. Once it becomes 30 days, you got to cut it. Okay? That's how you know the word yeshalehu means to grow. Do not grow it until it becomes a pera. I can give you another explanation. Forget about the pera pera. I can tell you the word shiluah means to grow. I had a question. It says God removes the water from the earth. So shiluah means removing. No. That also means to bring a lot. Some have that girsa. Okay, some have not. Dechad mashkin lemaya lepira v'rabeh, which means when God sends the water to the earth and the fruits, what happens? The fruits grow. So sholeyach mayim al pene chotzot, which is the God brings the water that causes growth al pene chotzot, which means what is the growth? In the fruits. So therefore, shiluach also means growth, even in that pasuk itself. Therefore, you have no problem in the Mishnah when it says, that's referring to Gidul. Comes the Gemara and continues. Hare alai siporim. Okay, literally we understood that means what? That's the birds. So it's on me to bring the birds. Rabbi Meir Omer Nazir. Right? Rabbi Meir said that's considered Nazir. However, Hachamim said Eno Nazir. So now we have to go into the understanding, what is this mahloket when a guy says Sipurim, is it not? We have to understand what that means over there. So comes the Gemara and says like this. Are alai Sipurim Rabbi Meir Omer Nazir. My Tamad Rabbi Meir. What's the reason of Rabbi Meir? Amar Reish Lakish. Sipurin simuchin lese'ar. We have found the word sipurin close to the word se'ar in a pasuk. Kibel alav. I mean, when he says, I'm accepting upon myself sipurin, he means the sipurin that are written next to the word se'ar in a pasuk. Dichtiv, it says in pasuk, the pasuk is actually in Sefer Daniel. And what does it say? Adi sa'are kinishrin rabba v'tafrohi kesipurin. It says until his hair, the sa'are kinishrin, is going to be long like an eagle, rabba, long, big, v'tafrohi, and his nails kesipurin are going to be long like a bird. So therefore, the guy said Sipurim. But we have a pasuk that in where it mentions the word Sipurim, it also mentions hair. So the Shtakish holds that when a guy says Hare Alai Sipurim, it means the Sipurim that is Samuch to Se'ar. He was basing that pasuk in Sefer Daniel. And therefore Se'ar is Nazirut. So that's what he meant. Look at the Rivan. Sipurin esimuchin se'ar. Ve'echan en sipurin esimuchin se'ar. When you see that the sipur is next to se'ar, k'dichtiv b'Daniel. Adi sa'are k'nishrin laba. His hair grows big like a bird. Ve'tafrui k'sipurin. His nails long like a sipur, like a bird. The sipurin v'sa'ar b'had k'ra k'tiv. Good. So he's holding with this simichut business. Right? Now, look at the Tosafot. Sipurin esimuchin esear kibed ale. Ha'amurim bepasuk etzel se'ar. Kedomar, afapid dabar sipurin stama. He didn't say, areni mekabel alai sipurin esimuchim esear. He just said sipurin. Da'amanitin stama kamar. Afilu ha'che. Sfir ale reshtakish de da'ate de'inash as sipurim esimuchim esear. Ve'achim eshtama alek. Ha'omer are alai sipurin. Hare ze nazir. Why? Since we have a pasuk that has the word siporim next to se'ar, mistama haki kamar. Hare alai mitzvah. Deshaicha besipurin ateluya b'mitzvat se'ar, which means I am accepting upon myself the mitzvah. Deshaicha besipurin, that shayach to the word sipurin, ateluya b'mitzvat se'ar, that's dependent on the se'ar. Danu nazir. What is sipurin after the nazirut? Sheim nitma sarik sipurin. If a nazir becomes tameh, he has to bring birds. Okay? Now again, if you just would have said Sipurin and we never have a pasuk like that, we know what he's talking about. But already since we have a pasuk that puts Se'ah next to Sipurin. So therefore he's referring to Nizirut. So why don't you say yes, Se'ah? What does Sipurin have to do with anything? No, he means I'm accepting upon myself the mitzvah that if I would become Tameh, I would have to bring Sipurin. That's the law, you have to bring birds. But how do we know that Sipurin is referring to that? Because Sipurin is next to Se'ah. And he's referring to that pasuk that puts se'ar, and se'ar is referring to nizbachi pirusho, mitzvah tuliyah b'sipurim. Okay? Achen, end of finish, b'shum simichut gereda. You see, if it was just a simichut, it wouldn't have been enough. So he asked, that's why Tosfot's slowing in this business. If it was just a pasuk, that's the method, which means sipurim have to be connected to nizirut as well. So since sipurim are connected to nizirut, in the korban aspect, if the nazir becomes tameh, and we have a simichut. So therefore, in conjunction with Sipur, connection to the Zirut, and we got a Pasuk in Daniel that puts Sipur next to Se'ah, so we can say he goes with the Simi. Good, that's what he meant. He's accepting upon himself a Nizirut. That's the Shita of Rish Lakish explaining Rabbi Meir. And therefore, he says like this, Rabbi Meir sabar matfis inash b'midi desamichle. A person will... Matfis will rely on or attach his words to things that are samuch. And therefore, that's what he means. When he says these words, Sipurim, he's referring to the Semichut. People talk like that. That's what people do. Look at the bottom Rivan. Ulhachi amar Sipurim, the ba'el kapod ali gidu se'at, the Semichut of Sipurim. So look what the Rivan speaks out. Ugon shaya nazir oved lefanav o tafus b'sa'aro. He wants to say that you gotta have an attachment over here. Either he was holding on to his hair, or a nazir was walking out, which is with, which means you need another. As everybody's agreeing here, the simichut is not enough. No, sipurim alone holding your hair. What is sipurim holding your hair got to do with anything? And because of the simichut to hair. Or there's a guy walking by, and you're holding your hair. So in conjunction, that's what you're learning over here. Nobody's holding that simuchim alone would do it. But if you have the simichut, plus he did something to indicate, like Tosfot said, simuchim itself is an indication, because simuchim is birds, but he's got to go to the Qurban, or he's holding his hair, or he's walking by, that would be enough. However, if it's a banan, savri lo matfis inish b'midi de samuchle, they don't attach, and therefore look at the top of Ivan. Velo amrina shebedato ya lomar gidul se'ar. He left the mefaresh behedja. I forgot the nazir ovel lefanav. Right, too vague. What do you mean? Hare alai sipurim. What, sipurim of the pasuk that's next to se'ar? You don't go that far. And therefore, even if the nazir is walking by, sipurim is nothing, and therefore it's not going to be a nazir. Okay, so that's the machloket. Is this considered a sort of nazirut or not? And therefore, it's not going to help, even if in his heart, he's accepting upon himself a nizirut. Okay? Now, comes the Gemara and continues and says like this. That's the way the Rish Lakish understood the machloket. Rabbi Yochanan amar, no. Dekol alma lo matfis. Everybody doesn't go with this pesukim business, that you're going to attach your words to a simichut and pesukim, because it says sipor next to se'ar. Nobody's matfis. That's not the pshat over here. Here's the issue. The Haishinan Shemet Sipure Nazir Tameh Kibel Alav. You don't got to go to the Pesukim according to Rabbi Yochanan. Sipur itself, birds are in the Zirut language. Don't even get to the hair. He accepted upon himself the Zirut. How does he accept upon himself the Zirut? Hey, listen, in the event that I become Tameh, I'm going to have to bring the birds, because the Tameh Nazir has to bring birds. So it's really saying, I'm accepting by myself in the Zirut. What comes out is, I might have to bring a Sipurim. So you don't got to go that far. Don't go with Simichut. The word Sipurim already, enough. So comes the Gemara and says, what does that mean? Mechdi, let's analyze. Haishinan ka'amar. Listen, you said Chayshina and Rabbi Yohanan. Maybe. Why maybe? Dilma Tzipurin Dabaki Bir Alaf. Who told you he accepted upon himself Tzipurin Zirut, by the way? Maybe he's accepting upon himself. I'm going to bring in the Dabat to the Beit HaMikdash. Tzipurin. Who told you it's in the Zirut? Could be it's just birds. Right? A regular guy can go to Beit HaMikdash. I want to donate birds. So Gemara says, Imken, Hare Alai Kan Mivaile. The normal language of bringing a nidava, he would refer to that as kan. Kan is the language that you would use for a nidava. Look at the rivan. Imken, deba'el lememar sipure nidava, hava amar are alai kan. De kan mashmat sipure nidava. Is it kan? Kan's like a literally like a coop or a nest. But by saying that, that's more lashon nedava. Avad ki omer are alai tzipurim, lo mashma tzipurim nedava klal. Hilkak medekama tzipurim, lekal tzipurim nazir. Must be referring to that. That's the way the Torah refers to them, tzipurim, and therefore you refer to nazir. I would have been nedava, he would have said kan, lashonot. So comes the Gemara and says, vidilma are alai tzipurim misura ka'amar. Who told you? Okay, maybe it's not tzipur of a nedava. Because you tell me you didn't say kan. But maybe I'm accepting upon myself to bring the birds that a mitzvah has to bring. So therefore, I told you, look at the Rivan. V'dilma mekebel of Torat sipure mitzvah. Which is, I'm going to bring the birds like a mitzvah brings them. How? L'tbo l'chayabeda meshechuta v'l'shalcham v'l'ashtom k'lchot sipure mitzvah. Which means, whatever the process or the procedure of bringing birds of a mitzvah, he's not a mitzvah, this guy. But he's accepting upon himself, to bring the birds in the procedure of a mitzvah. And the word sipurim would work. Yeah. So comes the Gemara and says, now, hashtag kaparich ben Rabbi Yohanan ben Nishtakish, temechti tzipurim stam ka'amar, haikadim hashtam ben tzipurim mitzvah. Now this question quite depends on everybody. Which means we have a fantastic Rabbi Nishtakish and Rabbi Yohanan. Nishtakish said, Sipurim is Matfis. Go to the Pasuk in Daniel. Okay? Se'ar is Nizirut and all that. And according to Rabbi Yohanan, in Adam Matfis. When the guy says Sipurim, what does he mean? Sipurim is birds of Nizirut. So we're saying, hold it. Maybe the guy means, I'm bringing birds of a Mitzorah. Not that he's a Mitzorah. Like I'm bringing Mitzvah. The birds in the same way a mitzvah brings them. I'm going to bring them with all the details. So Gemara says, "Kegonchi and Nazir Ovedefanav." So you got to come on to that, which means according to both shitot, with the old simichut, not enough simichut, with the Nazir walking by, now already the attachment is going to go to Shtakish, as well as going to Rabbi Hanan. You're right. Sipurim alone, maybe it's Sipurim Mitzvah, but saying Sipurim with the Nazir walking by. That's considered it's considered good. So the Gemara says, "V'dilma nazir tame ulpotrom min korbenotav ka'amar."
Maybe he meant
nazir walked by. Maybe the nazir was tame. The guy walked by. How do you know? Maybe the guy was walking by was tame, and all the guy was saying, "Listen, when a guy nazir tame, he's got to bring birds, right?" So he's saying, "You know, I'll take care of it. I'll handle the guy's birds." Who said he's accepting part of some disinut? Maybe the Nazir that walked by was a tameh. And when he says, "Aleh alay sipurim," it means he'll cover the guy's bird obligation. Kegon shayad nazir tahor ove lefanav. Okay, the Gemara says, make it simple. There was a nazir tahor walking by, and therefore, for sure, when he says sipurim, he's referring to himself that he wants to be like that guy that has to bring the birds. It's either you matfis, or you're saying it is. Because Sipurim means when a Nazir is walking by, the anyan of the Nazirut itself. Now comes the Gemara and asks one last question. May benayu. What's the difference in halakha here? What do you mean, what's the difference? Look at the Rivan. May benayu. Ben Rabbi Yohanan ben Rish Lakish lo mitarzash ma'tetai lekegon shenazir tarove lefanav. The bottom line, at the end of the day, you're both holding that a Nazir has to walk by. Right, because we ask all these questions. Which means, the guy's a Nazir. So what do I care if he's a Nazir because of Simuchin, or he's a Nazir because Tzipur refers to the Tzipurim of a Nazir Tameh, right?
Which means bottom line, at the end of the day, Ben Rabbi Yohanan, Ben Rishtakish, the guy's a Nazir. So what do I care? Would you give me enough kamina where your reason will not apply to Rabbi Yohanan, Rabbi Yohanan's reason will not apply to Rishtakish? Yeah. The way you set it up now, the guy says, and everybody else in Nazir Torah is walking by him. So machbatli, if you're doing it because of Tzimichut of the Pesukim, or you're doing it because Sipurim refers to Sipurim of a Nazir Tameh, so it comes and goes, my Benayu. And it says, Ika Benayu. Kegon de Amar Sipurim has Simuchin le Se'ar Alai. Where he said it beferush. I am accepting upon myself Sipurim that's written next to the Se'ar, like the Pasuk in Daniel. Rabbi Yohanan, Afalgav de Amar Heche. According to Rabbi Yohanan, even though he said that, he nazir ove lefanav in ilala. I don't care. You got to have the nazir still walking in front of you. However, Rabbi Shimon ben Nakish afagav de en nazir ove lefanav. That's enough. Even though the nazir is walking, so he wants to make enough kamina. Well, you said it beferush. So according to Rabbi Yohanan, you still need a nazir walking by. Where according to Rabbi Shimon, you don't. Let's read the Rivan. Ika benayu, first wide line. Kegon damar sipuris simuchin l'se'ar. Explicitly he said it. I'm accepting upon myself the birds that are written next to the se'ar, which is obviously a se'ar is a hairy item, which is nizinu. Rabbi Yohanan sabar, afalgav de'amar hacheh. Lo mucham miltad lekubule ale niziru to the kamar. Still not enough, because you don't go with the simichut business, even if you said it. Ela lekabel alav sipurim stam below nizirut. Ela lav the nazir over the fanav. Unless you have a nazir still walking by. The Rishtakish kevan damar beedia sipurim simuchim lesar mucham miltad lebishuk nizirut kamar. But forget the nazir over the fanav. The mitfasin is besead simuchlo. Which is Rabbi Yishtakish said, a person will attach his words to simichut things. In our Mishnah, where we didn't say it explicitly, he just said but we do know that people will attach their words to simichut of pesukim. But since you didn't say explicitly, Yishtakish said you need the nazir to walk by. To activate that simichut, right? To connect it to the simichut. But Yishtakish will tell, if you said beferush, finished, you activated yourself, you don't even know that he's walking by, because he holds a person will say his words. Matfis on a Pasuk of Simukim. So that case, what do I need to know that he's walking by? He said, Beferush. We're according to Yohanan, a guy's not Matfis' words with Simichut. And if, even if he says such a thing, he don't mean Se'ar. He means really Sipurim. And therefore, unless you have a Nazir walking by, it's not going to be activated. So how far are you going to take this inyan of the Simichut? Comes the Gemara and continues. Now the Gemara challenges us. Mi'ika leman damar lo matfis inish b'milta desamich. It's asking a quote to Rabbi Yohanan. Rabbi Yohanan, you're coming and telling me that what? Nobody's matfis. That was the way Rabbi Yohanan understood the machlok. Nobody's matfis. What do you mean? Is that so? You're going to tell me that what? There's a shita that says the person not matfis's words on a simichut? That Tanya, Ha'omer Yamin, Harezu Shivu'ah. If a person, let's say, makes a regular Shivu'ah on an item, he doesn't want to eat something, right? Shivu'ah Shilo Ochal. Not only could you say the word Shivu'ah, but if a person said Yamin Shilo Ochal, the word Yamin, which is the right, Yamin Lo Ochal, Yamin is a Lashon Shivu'ah. How do you know Yamin is a Lashon Shivu'ah? My Ta'ma, Lab Mishum Dichti, because it says the Pasuk. Read you the Pasuk, it is in also Daniel. It says, Vayarem Yemino Usmolo Elashamayim Vayeshava Beha'olam. Oh, so you have over here Semichut. Yemino, it says, he lifted his right hand and he swore. Yeah. So what do you see over here? When a guy says Yamin, it's a Shavuah based on what? A Semichut of Pesukim. How could you tell me, Rabbi Yohanan, that a person is not Matfis's Lashon based on the Simichut and Pesukim? The whole source that the word Yamin is a Shivu'ah is based on his simichut in Pesukim in Sefer Daniel. Because it says he lifted his right hand up and made a swear. Also, we see what? When he said Yamin, he was referring to the Pasuk that has Yamin and Shivu'ah in it next to each other. So comes the Gemara and says, Amre lo. That's not the pshat. Mishum di yamin gufe ikli shivua. The reason why yamin is a shivua, not because of semichut in the pasuk in Daniel. The word yamin is a shivua itself. How do you know? Netanya. Minayin le omer yamin shi shivua. Shneimat nishba Hashem bimino. This, that pasuk clearly is telling you that the Shema Mimino is considered Shivua. Uminayin le'omer semol shi Shivua, shne'emar u'bizroa uzo. Zroa uzo is the left hand. So therefore, that's Beferush Pesukim that tells you. So you don't learn, you have to learn Semichut from Yamin. So if it comes out in the Maskenat Gemara, in this last case of the Mishnah, we have a Mahlok in the Shtekish and Yohanan. Matfis inash, a person will be in matfis, which is he'll attach his words that he says to a semichut in pesukim. This guy in the Mishnah, what did he say? Are alay sipurim, birds, vague. No. He meant the birds that are written next to the pasuk of hair in the book of Daniel, because it says birds and hair means hair. But that's not enough because you didn't say it beferush. A guy is capable of doing that. But if the Nazir is walking by, finished. With the fact that a person is matfis, with the Nazir walking by, okay. And if he said it beferush, had any mekabel alay sipurim asimuchim nasear, that's, you don't even need that. He's saying, I'm relying on the simuchim. He's saying, I'm accepting upon myself sipurim asimuchim nasear. And therefore, he's relying on the simuchut of the pasuk. Whereas according to Rabbi Yohanan, person doesn't go with simichut. And therefore, even if you said sipurim, the logic is why you're accepting upon yourself is because a nazir was walking by. And what does sipurim refer to? What does sipurim have to do with a nazir? Because if a nazir becomes tameh, he has to bring nazirut. So a nazir tahor walked by him, and the guy said, I'm accepting upon myself sipurim, meaning a type of nazirut that if I would become tameh, I have to bring sipurim. Good. And not Mephis. And even if you said a Beferush, I'm accepting about myself, Sipurim that I written next to Se'ar, I just say it means regular Sipurim. Unless a Nazir is walking by. Wait a second. Well, in that case, a Nazir does not even have to walk by.